Ugandan opposition politician Kizza Besigye is used to being arrested. For more than 20 years, he's demonstrated against the government of President Yoweri Museveni and challenged him in four elections. His protest on Monday was against the rising cost of living. At the fuel pumps, prices have gone up 70% in the last year. Food prices are climbing too. Motorbike taxi riders are among millions whose livelihoods are affected.
What used to be $5 a while ago is now $14. They should reduce the price of fuel.
President Museveni has ruled Uganda ever since he led a rebellion and took power by force in 1986. He's rejected some of the ideas to bring down prices.
Removing taxes or subsidizing many of the imports is suicidal and a blunder. How then do we fund our budget for the roads, electricity, schools, medicine, security, etc.?
Besigye, who also protested last week, says it's corruption rather than public spending that's draining government coffers.
Arrest those who have taken our money, the thieves, they are known. Return their property so that it serves the people who are in crisis. If we are able to do certain things, then we can immediately take steps that quickly relieve people.
His attempted demonstration also promptly ended in his arrest. For more than 10 years, Uganda's government has tried to stop street protests before crowds can even gather. Meanwhile, the cost of living keeps rising, as it is in many countries. But about 40% of Ugandans live on less than $2 a day and can't afford to pay more. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.